When you fly the friendly skies. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this wonderful nation, America tonight, this version of it anyway. And away we go. We're off. Snake on a plane forcing an emergency landing. Let's see. In the past couple of weeks, what have we had happen on airplanes? We had the crazy captain. That was a sad story. JetBlue going from New York to Las Vegas, screaming out things, demanding to get in the cockpit, had to be held down by the passengers, an emergency landing later in Amarillo, Texas. Then you had the flight attendant who said the plane was going to crash, she couldn't help anyone, and everybody was on their own. They also had to get her off the plane. Now, it's not the movies, it's for real. An Australian pilot had to deal with his own sort of snake on a plane after one of the reptiles crawled out of the cockpit dashboard. Ooh, that'd be enough to freak me out. Air Frontier, 20 minutes into a flight from Darwin to another far northern Australian point, dropping off cargo, the snake suddenly appeared. You know, sometimes that's what happens. Animals get into the equipment and get up in it, and that must have happened there. That happened a lot in Iraq with the camel spiders, those giant spiders. They would get into packages, and then they opened them up, and surprise, there was a camel spider. They are huge. Anyway, snake catchers had to be called in, but they haven't found the snake. The plane had to be grounded, and they're hoping they're not going to have to pull it apart. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen on the friendly skies. What a way to start this show. It is kind of about snakes, isn't it, when we talk about politics? I think it is. And at this point, the primaries keep on rolling, and everybody's still in play. At least they think they're in play. Rick Santorum is staking out Pennsylvania, and the quest is to win Pennsylvania. He wants to block Romney from the nomination, but his hope is really fading fast. He has to consider how he's going to end this primary. What's he going to do? Because this has to be one of the bitterest primaries, at least in Republican history, that I can remember. I think he wraps it up after Pennsylvania. I think he wraps it up. In the meantime, Mitt Romney, after picking up three more states and more delegates, is really focusing his sights on the president, saying that Obama is intent on hiding, saying that the president, if we look to the future, the president is doing nothing but trying to hide what the true intent is, and that's bigger government. So the former Massachusetts governor, one day after winning all those primaries, ensured that he would be the nominee. But I think we have it. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this hot mic incident, how he talked about it anyway, the hot mic, and played to the crowds. Let's see if we can hit Mitt Romney. Maybe not. He's gun-shy, Mitt Romney.
President Obama's comments to President Medvedev are deeply troubling. That incident calls his candor into serious question.
There we go. So, referring to the whole thing about the flexibility to negotiate on missile defense after his election, Romney said, you know, on what other issues is his true position going to be only after the election is over? And that's where he got his true intent is on hiding, and that we're going to have to do the seeking. Yeah, that flexibility thing cost Obama a little bit, but it doesn't really cost him in the long run when it comes to votes. And I say people have short-term memory anyway, and that evaporates. But it's smart for Romney to seize on this. He was in front of some news execs and editors. Why not? He called the Ryan plan marvelous, said it would gut investments meant to grow the middle class to pay for tax cuts from the affluent, and to, he said this is a budget supported by some small group in the Republican Party. It's the party's governing platform. This is what they're running on, talking about Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan that he wrote. And Ryan, of course, a Romney supporter. Maybe Ryan, who knows, maybe this is a sign of things to come. Maybe he ends up as the vice presidential candidate. In the meantime, we have a whole slew of things that we're going to jump to here during this hour, including the fact that Solyndra now has more news. Could there be more negative news attached to a green energy company, a former green energy company? Now federal financial experts are saying they weren't consulted on a $500 million federal loan for that solar company that went under until the last minute, and only then had about a day to complete the entire review. So they rushed it through and signed a $528 million loan. And it was completed a day before Energy issued a press release saying it was approving the loan with conditions. So does one hand know what the other hand is doing in Washington? And the Treasury is complaining to the White House that regulations governing federal loan guarantees should have been involved, that the department should have been involved earlier with the process. But they say it's unclear whether the review's late start violated the law. Blah, 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 blah. And coming out, it sounds like blah, 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 doesn't it? Sounds like an excuse. You can almost pick out the excuses. Like, we pressed on certain issues, but the train has really left the station on this deal. So you got a couple of Republicans who lead the congressional investigation into the Solyndra ban issuing a joint statement saying the report shows Solyndra was a bad bet from the beginning. And it was rushed out the door while every red flag was ignored. They just pushed it through because they were lobbying. They were lobbying the White House. They were doing all kinds of things. And they're right. This was not vetted out correctly. It should have been vetted out correctly. Then they would have never had the undertaking when they found out that China was doing them cheaper. And China, of course, sold a lot of the panels. There was no way that they were going to be able to compete. No way. So it should have never, ever gotten off the ground. It should have never, ever, ever happened in the first place. Isn't that always the problem? Of course, it's always the problem. So you have Solyndra looking for bankruptcy protection, and we know how badly that ended, the fact that they got that guaranteed loan, but they couldn't meet a deadline for the guarantee last year, so that's why they want the bankruptcy protection. They filed Chapter 11 this past Monday and listed assets between $1 million and $10 million, by the way, and liabilities between $10 million and $50 million. Hey, speaking of money, should the Madoff women have to pay for the sins of their men? We'll talk about it next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the so-called freedom. Somebody somewhere.
All right, who hasn't heard of Bernie Madoff? Of course, if you know nothing even about what he did, it's impossible to escape. It is. He's got a name that will forever go down in history under a word that begins with a B and ends with a D. He's a former stockbroker and investment advisor, financier, basically, who built tons of Americans out of a whole bunch of money because he had one, you know, he had this name buzz thing going on, and people listened to Bernie Madoff. And what he did was he pled guilty to 11 federal felonies and admitted to turning his wealth management business into a massive, giant Ponzi scheme that defrauded thousands of investors of billions of dollars. He started and dreamed up this scheme in the 1990s, and really he could have started even before that. He's saying 90s, but the problem was they didn't listen. The FCC didn't listen to people who, there was one guy especially who said, listen, something's not right here with these returns. But the bottom line is, he's in jail. He's in jail for life. We already know that. And we're talking about the amount missing from clients was about $65 billion. So now you got a court-appointed trustee that has to decide, okay, how are we getting these, you know, he's in prison for 150 years for the rest of his life. How are we going to get this money back, or at least some of this money back to the people? And there's been some controversy over whether or not Ruth Madoff, his wife, knew, and what she should have to give up, and also the daughter-in-law, one of the daughter-in-laws, what she should have to give up. And the question I'm asking is, should they have to, whatever, because it's a very, I say very small amount, it's not a huge amount of money, because they already liquidated a big chunk of it. So the little bit that they were left, little in the sense of the extraordinary amount of money, should they have to pony up the money? Should the courts make them have to pony up the money? And the answer is, oh, yeah. If I was ripped off, if my retirement was ripped off from Bernie Madoff, you bet it. You bet I would think that other people in that family knew, and I would absolutely want to go after them. And then here's another quick side note to this. How about this man who got divorced, who was stuck with losses from Bernie Madoff that tanked 2 years after his divorce settlement, of course. Well, he filed an appeal, and the Court of Appeals rejected Steve Simpkins' argument that he and his ex-wife, a chick named Laura Blank, I like that last name, blank check, please, made a mistake in believing they had $5.4 million that was actually non-existent. No, that he took your money and he spent it, because this guy was claiming he needs $2.7 million back from the money that she got as a distribution of the property. But the judge said, no, I don't think so. Bummer. You lose your wife, you lose the fake money, you can't get it back, and maybe they'll sell one of Ruth Madoff's rings and you'll get a couple of cents in the end. All right, we're mixing it up as always, kicking it around. Talked a lot about Obama and the courts when it comes to health care. Eric Holder, in fact, I think we've got Eric Holder. We're going to let you hear what Eric Holder had to say as he defended the, actually said that, hey, whatever the court decides, they have the final ruling when it comes to this situation, because the president went after them the other day saying, talking about overturning Obamacare and what it would mean. Here's the Attorney General, I believe, Eric Holder.
Courts have a final say on the constitutionality of statutes, but courts are also fairly deferential when it comes to overturning statutes that the duly elected representatives of the people, Congress, pass. We obviously respect the decisions that that courts make under our system of government, and since Marbury versus Madison, I guess back in 1803.
Yeah, let's dig up that old chestnut. Let's go to basically saying, okay, whoa, we back off. We defer to the constitutionality of, we defer to the court in determining the constitutionality. Let's go to Jeff. That's a long-winded way. Let's go to Jeff in Kentucky. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. Holder finally said something right for a change. But healthcare, on this healthcare, Kate, I'm 53 years old. And I've been with the same company 36 years. It's the only job I've ever had. I've been blessed with good insurance, very minimal out of my pocket. But here lately, the company I work for, they're starting a wellness program where you have to fill out a survey or a questionnaire about your health. It's about 75 questions. And what they're doing eventually, that I'm trying to tell the people I work with, they're going to group people. You know, I don't smoke, I don't drink, but it's really none of their business if people do or not. But I do have diabetes. And, you know, it's a sort of a trickle-down effect of what or gets their foot in the door wanting to know more about people. You know, you work for them, but it's really none of their business what you do outside the workplace. But
I agree with you. Hey, Jeff, I agree with you. And that can be scary, too, because – you don't want them to know that much about whatever your health condition is, because it could be exaggerated. And like you said, you're smart to tell your coworkers that, because they'll group people in certain categories, risk factors.
But, you know, this administration, and this is basically the view of Obama plan, or whatever you want to call it, healthcare, because they're wanting to regulate so much stuff. What are they going to regulate next? You know, cell phone usage, they're going to tax that, they're going to tax the internet, they're wanting to do away with talk radio, you know. I'm so sick of them trying to tell me what to do 24/7. I mean, it's got to come to a point where people are just going to have to stand up and say enough is enough, you know. And I try to tell people, you know, they're going to probably push this through, you know, and it's going to bankrupt all kinds of companies on healthcare, because these little companies are not going to be able to afford insurance for everybody. I mean, it's not good, Kate.
I agree with you. I think it's very scary what will happen with the companies. And even though there's a way to defuse that argument, I'm not getting it from any of the business people that I've talked to. They'll show you the facts, and the facts are, you're right, people are going to end up without anything. Jeff, how's that bald head doing?
It's growing back. I had a very thick head of hair. I've been blessed with that too. And my coworker just went crazy. There was about 25 of them watching it, and they had the cell phones out and videoing it. And it was pretty funny, Kate.
I love it.
Hey, Calipari said he's not going anywhere. Right now, he could be the governor, the next governor of Kentucky. So, you know, he says, you know, Nick's job, he put that to nipped it in the butt real quick. You know, not interested, not going anywhere. But, you know, we've heard that before from these coaches. So, but I don't think he'd make Patino's era, you know, what Patino did. He could have done the same thing. He'd have been the governor of Kentucky the rest of his life if he wanted to. But, Kate, you have a good night.
You too. I agree with that, by the way, on John Calipari. It's funny. I mean, he is the king of Kentucky right now, and he's done a good job with that team and then getting them ultimately to where they are and winning this past year, being able to knock off Kentucky, but going through the big dance the way that they did. The question is always that, though. Jeff is smart. They say one thing, a coach will say one thing, and then they're seduced by the lure of, who knows, the NFL or some crazy NFL, the NBA, or some crazy, in the case of Calipari, or some other crazy thing that comes along that they just feel as though they can't turn it down. It's kind of like when companies merge and they say, oh, everything's going to stay the same, don't worry, we're going to still have the same boss and middle management, and then look out 3 months later, things are completely different. But I think Calipari hangs in. I wouldn't sweat the Calipari thing. I say he's going to stick, definitely. You stick with us. We got more to come here on the flip side.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you want to flip in your 2 cents, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, you're on America Tonight. What's up?
Well, how you doing, Kate?
Good. Thanks for hanging through. I appreciate it.
Well, you're being a real sourpuss tonight. Negative ways. You know, all that's involved is an assault on our Constitution. Why would
I
upset you?
I know. Why should I care? Exactly. My future. Who cares?
You know, all these years of studying and following politics, I think probably this may be the first time where I've observed a president try to intimidate the Supreme Court of the United States. And that's what he did.
Yeah, and you know, that's what has people upset. I think that's it. I think that's exactly what happened there. And it infuriated too many people. And that's why even Eric Holder had to make the statement that he made.
Well, you know, some people on NBC or MSNBC, that all 10 of their viewers, I think, probably would agree. You know, some of those guys said, well, it's going to be 7-2 to uphold the court. You know, uphold the law. I never saw that anywhere in any of the comments to listen to the audio of the court and those are presenting their cases, pro and con. It looks like to me it's going to be 5-4, and again, it's going to be probably Justice Kennedy is going to make the decision.
I agree. Yeah. I think so now, yeah. Kennedy has the. See. You're right. He's the guy. It's going to be him. Yeah.
Save Crazy. Money, Kate.
Yeah, exactly. Just start eating ramen noodles. Don't eat anything else, and put all that money away, and you'll probably have enough to pay for your health care for a year. Dale, we love you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kate.
800-259-5791. It is very disconcerting. Here's what I love. I love the fact that's what's so great about talk radio, that we have these conversations, because you and I both know in the trenches, it's exactly like Jeff in Kentucky talking about what has happened with his health care, and that he feels really lucky because he's been with one company. Imagine that. That's number one positive in his column. A lot of people can't say that in the future. It's definitely not going to be that way. And the fact that he has good health care, but now they've got to get ready for what ultimately could be very big changes that will take some of those premiums, I think, in a much different direction. Is it too hard to ask when we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth to have decent health care that is truly affordable, that makes sense for everyone? That mandating it doesn't make sense, because forcing people to get it, I don't think makes sense. It doesn't. And there's no, it's not even taking sides. It's not even wearing certain stripes. It's just looking at it. It's not, what can you demand that people have to have? And the comparisons of the car insurance and the health insurance is the worst. Anybody who goes down that road, forget about it, because it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. We're doing something wrong, because I read today that Canada is the fifth happiest nation in the world. The United States, you want to know where the United States ranks in this little old survey I came across? The United States doesn't even make it in the top 10. Sadly, we are 11. The Irish, the Australians, New Zealand, Sweden, Switzerland, Canada, the Netherlands, Norway, Finland, and Denmark are all happier than Americans. And here's the scoop. They have different factors for how they come up with it. One of the factors is the strength of social support, the absence of corruption, the degree of personal freedom, hear that word, and more important, you know, they were all ranked as more important than wealth. The U.S. has had a 3-time increase of GNP per capita since 1960, but the happiness hasn't increased, hasn't moved. Other countries have achieved greater gains in that department. So what's going on? What is the problem with us in America that we can't seem to get it right? Well, things like healthcare stretching us, the taxes, all that slams down. All of that weighs heavy on our backs. It does. And in Canada, why would Canada be fifth on the list? Think about it. Think about the people that you've met that are Canadian, right? And by the way, the top-ranked countries on the list are wealthy. The least happy countries are dirt poor. Is that stunning to you to know that somebody starving and living in a third-world country is not happy? Of course not. All of this comes out. This is an index, the first ever United Nations World Happiness Report. It's using these different forms of statistics, and they ranked Canada as the fifth happiest over the United States. We don't even make it in the top 10. Imagine if healthcare gets jacked around some more, where we'll end up. I mean, I guess you could say, how do you define happiness? A meal when you need it, job promotion, a raise, good friends. I'm not sure. In their version, they used a lot of economics as to whether or not people were doing okay and had enough to feed their families and whatnot. And that's how they determined it, and what, how many people were in the household and all that kind of stuff, and just crunching the numbers. Happiness. And we are not, I'm going to say it one more time, we are not, think about this, we are not in the top 10. Not in the top 10. Ugh, I'll blame it on a lot of factors. One of them has to be the healthcare situation. Has to be. Ugh, and it, and are you not growing weary of this whole thing? And you got three more months of it. April, May, and really to the end of June. Oh, brutal, brutal. Quick update for you, because a lot of people sent me very nice notes. Thank you. But the Texas tornadoes, yes, I saw a wall of darkness when I was driving around. It was scary. It was scary to see some of the damage today. I cruised around. Thousands of people didn't have power. Hundreds of flights were canceled. And they're surveying the damage to try to put an overall number on it. But 500 or 300 houses, some flattened, some just a little bit of damage, like a tiles on the roof or whatever, and that's it. But the fact that nobody died, I think you just can't say enough about it. It's so shocking. And that's a tornado. The tornado touches down, you're on the wrong side of the road, you're done. You're on the right side of the road, you're okay. And these were some pretty mammoth twisters. Hundreds of homes, businesses show the devastation. The high winds and the rain as it went through the area, so sometimes it was hard to see through the rain, and about 6.3 million who were forced to come for safety somewhere because the storm was bearing down on them in the afternoon. In the afternoon that happened. 420 American Airlines and American Eagle flights in and out of a DFW canceled. Oof. A rough day, I think, for everyone, to say the least, because it wasn't just a quick one or two went down. We're talking about people spotting in the upwards of maybe 12 or 13. It's amazing that nobody died with the intensity of that storm and the amount of tornadoes and the population-dense areas. And people were smart. People took cover, figured out what they were going to do, and you know, didn't just wait till it was too late. And that's, it's not uncommon for Dallas, and this is a note I got from Ann. Does this happen often? It's not uncommon for Dallas to be hit by tornadoes and to have storms. And it's, but it's probably only happened maybe six times since the 50s. And that's when Dallas was really, really flattened. But now some kids have stories and some people have stories in Arlington, Texas, where the Rangers play their ball games. And the tornadoes could prove pretty costly, you know, much more than hail damage that they were doing dealing with before, and $100 million in insured losses. Who knows? I think the number is going to be one of the highest numbers ever that they've seem, in, at least in Texas, when it comes to Mother Nature and any kind of tornado activity. So the storm moved to Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and let's hope it dissipates. Let's hope it dissipates. You know, it was hot and the air was thick for all those poor people that didn't have any access to power. 2011. Just a year ago, check out this statistic, 550 tornado deaths, 316 people died April 27th in five southern states, and a massive tornado killed 161 people in Joplin, Missouri on May 22nd. My, oh my, Dallas was lucky.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, it's downhearted and confused because, baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that between mistakes, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I was just talking about those tornadoes in the aftermath. It was good luck. You heard the statistics. You know, there's statistics of all sorts for everything, and I know we spout a bunch of them out to you, but those are interesting numbers. I think you forget that last year was a terrible year for tornadoes. So when I saw that those tornadoes were kicking up, I'll be honest, my heart, like, really leapt because I thought, boy, oh, boy. And people I know that aren't from Texas did the thing where they got in the tub and pulled a mattress around themselves or got into the northeast corner of the house or just got out of the house because they saw scary things in the sky and they were worried that one of the tornadoes would touch down by them. The closest one to me was 2 miles away, that close, 2 miles away. And it is something scary to behold, really. Yeah, we can talk about it all we want, and you can see the aftermath, and I've seen that. I've seen what happens. I've been there in person to see slightly afterwards. But it's a whole different ballgame when you're driving around in your car with your golden retriever saying, you got to be kidding me. Now I really know what people are talking about when it bears down on you. So the good news is it's going to cost a lot of money, a lot of cleanup, and people are getting checks. But nobody lost their lives. Nobody even had a serious injury. There were more bumps and bruises kind of things than anything else. And thank goodness for that. All right, if I could give this man bumps and bruises, I wouldn't have any qualms about it. You know, there have been a lot of arguments over Khalid. That's not bad. Over Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But I say this all the time. You got to think of the victims, okay? So think of what has happened since that horrific day. The U.S. military announced just officially on Wednesday that Mohammed and the four others, the accused plotters, are going to be tried jointly by a military commission at Gitmo on charges that include terrorism, hijacking planes, and murder in violation of the law of war. They face the death penalty if convicted for what happened in 2001 that left how many? Close to 3,000 people dead here in the United States. So each one is going to be arraigned within 30 days in Gitmo. That's where they're being held. The defense attorneys are trying to avoid charges that carry the death penalty. They want them to face separate trials. But the terrorists have been also, they've had these attorneys with expertise in those cases. So, you know, back in 2009, we thought we were going to have riots because they're going to be tried in a civilian court in New York, no less. What a brilliant idea that got shot down immediately because they don't want to pay for it in New York, number one. Well, the ACLU is involved. They're upset, saying that the decision to try the five at Gitmo is wrong and that the Obama administration is making a terrible mistake by prosecuting one of the biggest terrorism trials of our time in a what they're calling a second-tier system of justice. You know, we talked about that a lot. Is it fair, foul, or just what had to be done? Trying any of them in the United States of America would have been a whopper of a mistake. So I'm going to say no. If you had to do it that way, you have to do it that way. You know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was picked up in a raid in 2003, then dumped into the U.S. in 2006. This saga's gone on for a while. President Bush announced that Mohammed was among the al-Qaeda captives who had been held in those black op prisons, the CIA prisons, before they were moved to Guantanamo Bay. And Mohammed was, at least believed to be anyway, the third highest guy on the rung at al-Qaeda at the time when he was captured. And this is behind, of course, Osama bin Laden and al-Zawahiri. So bin Laden was killed in a raid, and Zawahiri is still out there somewhere. We know the big bounty on the head. So what ultimately happens here, if you wanted to track something to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he told the U.S. that he personally beheaded Daniel Pearl. So everybody who feels sorry for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that it's just not right to try them at Gitmo and it should be all these separate, go talk to the Pearl family about that. Go talk to his widow about that. I think it's perfectly acceptable because where else is this going to happen? Where else are they going to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others? And the answer is they got to try him there. They got to try him there because coming back to the United States would be the biggest mistake that you could possibly ever imagine. All right, I got to clear this up because we go from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to the craziness of the lottery. I think half of you who emailed me went crazy because I got about 6 emails, which is unusual for any kind of lottery craziness, but I did get 6 emails about tell me what happens with the McDonald's situation. And what the deal is, there was a woman who said that she had one of the winning tickets for the lottery, but she was part of this group that kicked in. She had bought a separate one on the side, and that's where she got the payout of the lottery, her portion of the lottery. She's got seven kids, and the lump sum would be $105 million. And she says she wasn't in McDonald's when she bought the got the ticket and all that other kind of stuff. And now they're arguing whether she should have to share with 14 other people or not. I don't know. She might be pulling a fast one. Something is not right with this woman. Her name's Marlinda Wilson, and she's not copping to something. Do you believe her that it was a separate lottery ticket? See, people have to get smarter. When you got to get the tickets early, and they got to just copy them, and everyone has copies of them, so that there's no dispute as to who bought a separate one or whatever. And if she wanted to buy a separate one, fine. But then she could have had proof of what she did instead. Instead, she just threw out a bunch of wild kind of accusations about the people that she worked with, and that it was a separate ticket. It's a separate ticket. Okay. I don't know that I'm buying that. So the answer is she didn't come up with the ticket with photographers there, shock. And she's not giving out too many details now on the pool and what happened there, how she got tangled up with the group and the getting the pool in the first place, the people she worked with, but why she didn't just make it clearly obvious to anyone that it was a separate ticket. It seems strange to me, very, very strange. This is strange, too, and we're going to end on this note. The president of a California college defended the use of pepper spray by the campus cops against students protesting higher tuition, of course, for extra summer school classes. It left about 30 people who were overcome by the substance, and it all erupted in Santa Monica somewhere in the middle of the day, a very sunny, nice day. But using pepper spray for these college students, against the college students who are simply protesting, I gotta say that's a no-no. Maybe they're getting spray happy.